All right, welcome to our pre-show here on the World. I was just messing around there with the, if you're watching on Phil TV, I was messing around with that fade. There's a sheep. It's a sheep. It's basically the crossfade initially creates the form of a sheep, and then you see the next slide in a sheep stencil. And so I was fucking around with it, and, you know, whatever.
Hello. How are you? I'm very happy to be with you.
Excuse me. I don't know why today. I was fucking around with, by the way, I don't want to be cruel, but I do feel it is in my purview to make these comments. I am a commentator by trade. I'm a satirist, a commentator, and that's what I do. Hold on. God damn it. Shit. It's by trade. So that's what I do. Whether you agree with I say, see, the good news is you don't have to listen to a goddamn thing I say, because it ain't worth a pinch of shit anyway. I'm not making policy. I'm not passing laws. I'm not signing laws into there. And no one, believe me when I tell you, no one is listening to what the fuck I'm saying and going out and voting on the basis of it. If they are, they should be remanded to a psychiatric facility 6 months in the best facility you can find under the constant care of doctors. Anyway, what I'm looking at here, if you're looking at camera three, which you would be, that is Kim Kardashian. Now, God knows, just a quick take, that's me. There's my face. You guys know what I look like. I ain't no bargain. It's very, very touchy when you begin to talk about someone's looks if you're living in a glass house. So you have to be careful when you, if you're going to comment on the looks of somebody, see? Like, for instance, if I put that sheep fade in there, what, here. Here's my face now in the middle of all that, okay? There's Kim Kardashian. My face is now in the middle of a sheep, if you're watching Phil TV. Now, here's what I'm going to say. Knowing what, you know, that this is not, I don't put myself out as a bathing beauty. See, I'm not out there saying, hey, why don't you come and see me or watch my, you know, watch my video cast because I'm so goddamn handsome. I don't say that. I say, well, you can watch me because I do these comedy things. I do stuff. There's plenty of people who perform who aren't very good looking who actually, you know, can pass as a performer. Now, excuse me. So I don't, you know, Kim Kardashian, however, Kim Kardashian has, and there she is on our screen, Kim Kardashian from the gate has been sold to the American people as a fashion plate, a piece of ass, a modern Venus de Milo, an object of desire, a beautiful exotic woman, the new, do we have, if I got to deal with this shit, I swear to Christ, I'm going to flip my lid. We may have to, what am I going to do? I just heard a smoke alarm go off. God damn it. Do we have batteries? So when you put yourself out there as that, you make yourself fair game for commentary. And the thing I want to say, and I say this with grave disappointment, I mean it. You know, she started out, I thought she was, fuck that motherfucker, hold on. I got a fucking smoke alarm. This is going to be really fucking interesting, man. If that motherfucker's firing off through the show, makes me totally. I bet you it was beeping all the while that I was away, wasn't it? I don't know. Maybe I just needed to be reset. God, I hope that motherfucker doesn't go off. All right, so. Let's start the show. Anyway, Kim Kardashian, for better or for worse, looks like hell. Okay, that's basically. She looks terrible. She fucking looks terrible. She's just... That motherfucker she's married to, excuse me for saying this, Mr. West, but if you talked her into patting her fucking ass more, if you told her to go ahead and shove some more fucking whatever the fuck you think she needed into that ass, she had a great ass. She had a great natural ass. And now you got her, don't tell me that you didn't have anything to do with it, man. Now you got her looking like a freak, man, like a fucking freak of nature. You know, like something from the land, from the planet of ass, you know, which I don't necessarily, believe me, I'm second to none. Second to none in my appreciation for the female ass. And that goes back years, man. That goes back to when I was like, you know, 11. When I was 11 years old, I was already a top-notch connoisseur. I was known all over the neighborhood. All the mothers, I'm kidding. Well, I'm not kidding about the 11-year-old part, but... But that fucking ass she's got now is something out of, like I said, it's from the planet of ass. It's from Dr. Assenstein's, you know, ass lab. You know, sorry.
You're laughing, Phil, and I don't think it's appropriate.
Well, I'm sorry if you don't think it's appropriate, Margaret, but that's my opinion.
Well, that's fine. You can have your opinion, but let the record show. You, as you said, you're not the best looking man.
That's got nothing to do with it. I've told you, I'm a commentator. All right. I'm sure she's a nice lady, you know what I mean? But hey, you gotta be prepared for this stuff. You gotta be prepared to, there she was, right in the middle. What is this? Some fucked up fucking... Ay, ay, ay. All right. What are we gonna do? We're gonna do the, are we starting off with this goddamn... I got my ass fucking handed to me by FanDuel, by the way. All right, is this goddamn thing going or not? Yes, it is. Good.
They call it murder.
Good. I have not heard the thing tweet, so all I had to do was reset. It's all good to go, bitch. I think that fucker's hardwired into the house. I don't think it needs any kind of a... All right. On the show, we really fucked up yesterday. We were going to have Don Mix on, completely spaced on poor old Don. We are going to have Don Mix on today. We're also going to have on Don Berman, who will be talking about the, what is it? The, God damn it, Bermuda Triangle thing. So what we're going to do here is notepad, show open. First of all, FanDuel. Show open.
They call it murder.
Don Mixa, Bob Bacon. Mavis Leonard, and we're gonna do Sherry's Berries. Don Mixa and Career Week. Don Berman, Bermuda I just think the whole idea of the fucking Bermuda Triangle is so fucking funny, I want to throw up. The fucking Bermuda Triangle is such a bust. It's such a bullshit. All the fucking time wasted on that motherfucking silly-ass, stupid-ass fucking conglomeration of legend and old sailor's tales and old sea yarns and God Bless You Art, Coast to Coast, or whatever. WFTL, I think they had that guy that called in. Jesus, fuck. Margaret brings up fun. Okay, FanDuel. Bob Aiken traffic. They call it murder. What is the name of that song we're going to play? It's Better Tomorrow. There'll be a better tomorrow. I just think the idea of Don Berman doing a big fucking special in the Bermuda Triangle just cracks me up. And when we bust him on it, he's going to ask me, let me ask you something, Phil. What do you know about it? You know, like, he's the big fucking expert. I don't know shit. What do you need to know about the Bermuda Triangle? Who gives a fuck? You know, you don't need to know shit about the Bermuda Triangle other than the fact that it's a fucking load of shit. Okay. The Bermuda Triangle is about as fucking real as any other goddamn chupacabra or any other bullshit, you know. I ain't saying boats haven't fucking sunk and airplanes and this and that. There's fucking explanations for all that shit, including that goddamn Mary Celestine or whatever that thing is. This is the one that they found. It was a sailing ship sometime in the 19th century. All the people were gone and this and that and something else, right? And I've been watching a few of these programs that sort of break this stuff down scientifically. And first of all, that goddamn Mary Celestine or whatever, it wasn't anywhere near the fucking Bermuda Triangle. It was in the Straits of Gibraltar, just about. It was way the fuck away from the Bermuda Triangle. Secondly, it was carrying seriously explosive materials that needed to be vented. And they suddenly were quite fearful that they hadn't vented these things properly. They think that the people abandoned ship and eventually were lost at sea. The other thing that they said was found was that the cabin was set, all the table and the placemats were set, and the dinnerware was out there, and the cabin was dry, as if it was, you know, expecting people to sit down and have dinner. That's complete and utter fucking bullshit. The inside of the cabin was wet. There was kitchenware or dishware around, but it was in disarray, which tends to lend credence to this rogue wave bullshit. People, I don't know. I'm not saying the rogue wave is far more likely than any goddamn alien ship sucking people up into outer fucking space, man. Tell you what, I would rather, you know what I think here? This is who I love. Here she is right here, folks. Our good friend, you know, what's her ass? Okay, fuck it. What's that, Kris Jenner? Yeah. Oh, is that, oh, there's Kanye. Is Kanye part of this motherfucking show now? No. That's Kanye West sitting next to her. Is that, am I right or am I wrong? No, that ain't him. That's some other motherfucker. And there's Dick Dingle. There's Kasbah Nelson, there's Kris Jenner and Cy Stallone. There's Tidbit Johnson. Nice way you drink that beer there, dude. Put your pinky in the air. That'll just kind of finish. And here he is jerking off. Oh, I'm sorry, that's beer. And there she is getting, who's this asshole? What the fuck are you doing? Is that her new boyfriend, some douchebag? You fuck hit me in the head. Oh, she's like, you know, you hit me in the fucking head. You dipshit. Yeah, that guy did look like a fucking dipshit the way he was drinking that beer. I hope that dude pops him, man. Bam! Okay. I'm just doing my thing here. Hold on for a minute, man. Where are we at, man? 18. Good, man. I'm on track, man. I'm on track. It's all good. Okay.
Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Make me happy all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. I drink that shit.
What's the price? 40 twice. What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the price? 40 twice. That's what the old timers used to say. The old winos. I shouldn't say winos. Those poor guys were... But, you know, I must say that I, as a young person... shared more than one slug of wine with some of the old hobos that I ran into because I thought it was real cool. You know, I thought all those guys were cool. You know, they would hung around down there. And when I used to go to San Francisco as a kid, I say a kid, you know, teenager, because I wanted to go up to where Jack Kerouac had been. And I wanted to pound the same pavement, you know, as Jack Kerouac and Ginsberg. So I remember 3rd and Howard in San Francisco, which is, at the time that Kerouac was writing about it, I suppose it was a Skid Row or whatever passes for that in San Francisco, the place for the, you know, the down and the out and the alcoholic and the down in their luck kind of guys gathered, and that's where we went, you know. And I would I'd kick in and buy bottles of wine for these guys, Thunderbird, this fortified shit, and sit there and, you know, slug back wine and hear their tales of woe and listen to them tell me where not to go, what cities not to visit, what neighborhoods not to go into, what kind of people to avoid. All right. Which I didn't take any of their advice, and I should have, because, you know, now look at me. One of them, I think, was, you know, if I'm not mistaken, Long John Neville, and he was, no, I'm kidding. Kid, don't get into radio. You don't know me, but there was a time. Well, I don't know, Mr. Neville. All right, what are we doing, man? Okay, here we go. God damn it.
Red, red wine.
I got my brother. Here we go. Is this rock and roll? Yeah. What the fuck is this? Get this shit out of here, will you?
Red, red wine. Going to my head.
How many different fucking versions of House of the Rising Sun are out these days? We only needed one, but all right, I can understand Five Finger Death Punch decided they wanted to use that as sort of a little bit of a signature piece. All right, okay. Now everybody and their fucking mother has got a version of this goddamn song. Now here we are, back to the Kardikians, or as Bobby calls them, the Kardukians. Now here is, who's going to the refrigerator for more?
See if you can't pack on a few more pounds. See, so I told her, why don't you go to the refrigerator, suck down more fat. See, right here is where it's coming. And if I get pregnant, then my gut goes out. Uh-huh. Well, you can put on tight pants, can't you? I don't know. You know what? She heads over to the refrigerator and goes for some Go-Gurt. Look at her eyeballing the refrigerator like there's, you know, there's pound cake in, there's bundt cake in there.
All right. What the fuck, man? There is bundt cake there. Just go and... Now, meanwhile, back in Vegas, where that jackass hit her in the head with that fucking bottle or whatever, Bozo, whatever his name is, Bozo, there he is. He's drinking that fucking beer like he had never had a fucking beer before in his life. God, guys like that make me want to... Look at this jackass. He's just got asshole written all over. Who is that motherfucker? Listen! Yeah, okay, thanks, pal. Is he ordering everybody around? Is he being a dick and a half? This Faye Resnick. Why do I know that name? Is that... Anyway. This is a guy who's like playing... He wants to stay on the show, so he's going to turn himself into a caricature. And so he is. He wants to get some storylines going around himself. He wants to make sure that he survives. Chris is. She knows she's solid. Everybody in the Kardukians. Is this some cat she's going? Who is this douchebag? God, he looks like, I'm telling you, he's got dick brain written right across his face. Oh, fuck it. I'm going to have another beer. Then you'll see. Then you'll know. You'll all know. You'll all see. And then you'll be all, yeah. Oh, gosh. What a funky, funky cat, man. That cat's all messed up. God damn, I would just lift that guy out of his chair and say, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Plate Glass Window. And after that, I've got a friend of his, Mr. Sidewalk. And once you're done meeting those two guys, then one's, Mr. Car Door is also waiting to meet you. And then finally, Mr. Curb. Oh! All right. Pretty sick. Pretty sad. And it's a sad statement that I would do that. All right. I'm all set. I'm all ready to rock this bitch. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying, right? You know, God, this guy's a fucking douche and a half. Who is this motherfucker? I realize I'm probably way behind the fucking eight ball on this thing. I mean, I don't know. Is this the guy that fucking Kris Jenner, is that who she's going out with now? Bruce Jenner is gone because he wants to be a woman and that's not going to work out. I get it. Oh, no, wait a minute. She's having her 40th birthday party, acting irresponsibly, drinking till well into the night, throwing up into her hand, throwing up through her nose. Now here come the presents, like some bacchanal. I don't see one white person in the whole... I'm kidding. Actually, I don't, but that's all right, I suppose. I would feel put out. And I tell you, it was wonderful. Hans, everyone poured out of this jug. It was something that Jerry made. Now, I know he probably dosed it with psilocybin, but at that point, no one cared. I'm staring. I'm seeing the swirling lights. Where's Kim? Where's Kim when I need her? Bonvon was there. He was sticking his little drink straw there into that drink nervously. Now you can see I'm seeing double, and the booze is being poured. Thank Christ none of us are driving. All of a sudden, Swenson gets on a microphone, and I wanted to take that thing and personally, introduce his rectum to it. But unfortunately, now here he is. This guy, I'm telling you, have you ever seen a guy drink a beer more like a fucking asshole in your life? God Christ. If I was sitting there having beers with this motherfucker, I would definitely have a situation. It would be an issue with me. Would you please drink your beer more, I don't know, more manly or some shit? Just anything. How much is that bag? I'll take it out of Chris's purse.
So have you got the money, pal?
Yeah, I hope this guy, the only justice would be if this motherfucker, now watch, he's going to belt her in the head with this bottle. He just hit her in the head with it. Fucking asshole, here you go. What are you doing? I'm sitting right there. Are you all right? What the fuck are you doing? Are you okay? No, you fucking hit me in the head. Now her boyfriend is going to step in between the two of them and drive his fucking fist right into that ugly motherfucker's face.
I'm so sorry. And another thing, I just had the haircut. I wanted it to look just right for Bruce. We were going to have matching dues. I have a headache. You gave her a fucking concussion, you jackbat. You jackbat. Now, this is him. Is he running away from the club? He's still running. Oh, it's a commercial. I'm sorry. All right, so let's get our act together and get this motherfucker on the road, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Phil Hendry, and it's about as good as it can possibly be. I'm very grateful that you've decided to spend a part of today with me. What you're about to hear, what you're about to see, is something that I can't explain. I don't know that anyone can. I don't know what anyone... You know what I'm saying, baby? All right. Bob Bacon. Jim. I need the gym because we're having Don Berman, so we need the newsroom. Let's see, man. Newsroom. Crickets. Bathtub. Boy, the bathwater. I can't get enough mileage out of that bathwater. Phil, I'm running a bath. I'm sorry. I just have to do it.
I think it's funny as Christ. Funny as all get out, huh? Then we're also going to have Mavis. She'll be on, and I think she's... Mavis is going to come on and talk about Kim Kardashian. Mavis is on her way to Vegas. She's on her way to Laughlin. She's on a private plane. And then we're going to go to... and then we have Don Mixa, who is at the Starbucks up there in Washington State. And Don Mixa is... I think I'm all ready to go, man. Kitchen. Mall. The hell? No, that's bullshit. Oh, here it is. Yeah, this is career day, so it should be a carnival. Okay. All right, folks. Stand by for news. Whoops.